Hello, I'm Kevin McGuire. I'm going to provide you an introduction to Project Barcelona. I am the architect and program manager on the project. There are a number of trends in the enterprise which have prompted this work. First, data is growing at an incredible rate. It's easy to acquire information, and storage costs are reducing all the time. It's easy to move data around within the enterprise as well to transform it. Second, data is sort of everywhere in the enterprise. There's a complex and distributed topology, a heterogeneous environment of different data and processes. For example, you'll see operational and analytical data stored in lots of different kinds of systems, such as SQL databases, integration services packages, Excel spreadsheets, SharePoint sites, flat files, etc. At the same time, there's a move towards decentralized control. Self-service, very powerful for the enterprise in solving its particular business needs, but can be very difficult for IT to manage. And often, non-developers are building and owning their own kinds of systems. As a result, what we're seeing is this sort of organic growth within the enterprise. The result is that consistency is very difficult to guarantee, and it's very difficult for IT to manage this. At the more global scale, we see it's very difficult to get a view onto key data attributes, such as lineage, where the data came from, quality attributes of it, whether you can trust the data, and it's very difficult to understand the dependencies between these systems. Let's take the example of an SAP system with an integration services package pulling information out of that system and populating a data warehouse. Meanwhile, there's an OLAP cube pulling information up out of that data warehouse and a view onto that cube from a sales report. If we want to make some structural change in this system, how do we go about planning and understanding all the systems that are going to be affected, all the side effects of that change? So for example, let's say DBA wants to change the column type or name in that SAP system. Is that DBA going to be able to understand the side effects that could be rippling throughout that connected system? Let's say you want to take down a server, you want to understand all the integration services packages that are reading and writing from that server. Very difficult today to answer that question. You basically have to go and open up all the integration services packages and examine their connection information. So in order to be able to understand the impact of any particular change in the system, we need to understand how they're all connected together. So the goal is to achieve both a deep insight into each of these systems and how it's internally connected, and also a broad insight into how all the systems are connected together to get a global systemic view onto the topology. There's a similar story around data. The reason these systems are connected together is to move data from that SAP system all the way up into that sales report. Let's say an information worker is looking at the sales report and is questioning one of the values. They want to understand, where did this value come from? The story is quite complex. It came from an OLAP cube that was populated from a data warehouse, that was populated by an integration service package that pulled the information from, etc., etc. And as a result, it can be very difficult to trust the value in that report if you can't know where that value came from. Let's say you have a DQS system that's cleansing some data in your system, for example, addresses. Can you figure out which are the addresses you're supposed to use, which are the cleansed ones and which aren't the cleansed ones? DQS will tell you that it's cleansed the addresses, but there's no way to ask at a global level, where are all my cleansed data in the system? So the goal is that we'd like to have, again, a deep and broad insight, in this case into the data life cycle across the system, across the enterprise. So what we're seeing is that this complexity is eroding confidence in the systems and the data within those systems. It's difficult to know where your data is coming from, where it's going to, and what's happening to it along the way. And it's very challenging to assign quality attributes, such as confidence, to the data, especially in the face of not knowing the set of people and processes that have operated on that data. And it's a real challenge to reason about the impact of a specific change on the system. So how is this addressed today? Well, from an impact point of view, for example, we'll look at that within a particular type of system, say within a SQL server and database, there's good tooling. In SMS, you can check the dependencies on a column and understand all the places within the database server that are referring to that column, so you can make corresponding changes. But across the system, for example, between SQL, integration services, flat files, Excel spreadsheets, etc., there's no tooling that will provide you that global view. As a result, what we're seeing from customers is that they usually proceed as follows. They'll do the best to investigate the impact of a particular change. They'll make the necessary changes. And then they'll see what happens and they'll fix what breaks afterwards. And that's just not a very tenable position. So we believe that in order to address this problem, this enterprise data problem, there's a few things you need to do. First is you need to keep pace with the rapid and organic growth within the enterprise. And that's because business flexibility is always going to drive these sort of locally optimized solutions. You're going to have to account for decentralized control. And that's because it's very difficult to apply top-down governance, especially at scale. You have to accept a certain level of inconsistency. And that's because it's very difficult to apply conformance at a global scale. It's just not very manageable. And finally, you have to be able to scale to these complex and wide topologies. And that's because this organic growth is always going to be driving further and further complexity and wider topologies. To us, this sort of sounds like the internet. There's rapid organic growth, there's decentralized control, there's inconsistency, it's complex, there's wide topologies. So we've decided to take an approach that's similar to the approach that's been taken on the web. In our case, we have system-specific crawlers that look at the metadata in each of these kinds of systems. We build up a graph of that metadata. So we look at the containers, we drill down to anything that looks like a table, and we build up an index list of all those containers, nodes, tables, etc. We examine the referential and dependency information, the connectivity information between all those nodes. We build that up into the index. And where possible, we examine the data flow information within them. So we store all that information into an index cache server, which then we provide a set of queries against, so you can answer existence, dependency, and data flow questions. So let's take an example. Let's say I've got a flat file, an integration services package, and a SQL server. I have system-specific crawlers for each of these. So in the case of the flat file, let's say it's comma delimited, and so there's implied columns within it. In the integration service package, I drill down through the package, down in the data flows, connection managers, until I find all the leaves, all the column information. And I build up a graph, an index of all that information. Similar for SQL, I drill down from the server, down the database, through the schema, into the tables and views, all the way down to the columns, examine the stored procedures, etc., and build up a graph of all that meta information and how it's connected together. Once I've analyzed each of these systems independently, I can then look at how they're connected together across. So for example, I can notice that the column information in the integration service package is referring to that implied column in that flat file. And correspondingly, I can see that the column information in the other side of the integration service package, the other side of the flow, is referring to, say, a table in that SQL database. Now I've taken each of these subgraphs and I stitched them together into one larger graph. So I have now a global view of all the metadata and all the references between it. Next, I can do a data flow analysis. So I can, for example, see that I'm pulling information in from that flat file into that integration service package, doing some transforms on the information, and then I'm pushing that information out into, say, that SQL table. Meanwhile, maybe there is a view onto that table within the SQL database. So I can get this global data flow view across the system as well. Let's take a concrete example. Let's say I want to retire SQL Server 1. In this example, the server has a table within it, and that table is referred to by a package. Say the package is also referring to flat file that's pulling information out of. In another server, SQL Server 2, there's a stored procedure that's accessing that table 1 and populating information into, say, another table that gets pulled in from a package that populates an Excel spreadsheet. So you can see all the reference arrows in this example. And if we want to take down server 1, we want to find out, first of all, what are all those referential dependencies and how are they going to break? In this case, we would know that package 1 and that stored procedure are all going to fail in this kind of operational way. So we'll get red X's in consoles because package 1 will no longer have that table to refer to. And if you were to run that package, then it would fail. Similarly, if you were to run that stored procedure, it would fail because the table that it's referring to doesn't exist anymore. So these would be the sort of operational runtime errors that would result in red X's and consoles and systems failing. There's a second type of impact that we need to consider, though, and we might sort of think of this as a semantic impact. And that's that the reason why all these systems were connected together was to flow information from that flat file on the left all the way to that Excel spreadsheet on the right. And if we were to take down server 1, then that information's not going to flow anymore. If that Excel spreadsheet has daily sales information that's being landed in that flat file every day, then tomorrow's sales information is going to look like a lot like yesterday's sales information if someone were to take down that server 1. So it's not enough just to look at the referential impact of a particular change. It's also important to look at the data flow impact of a particular change. And that's why we view what's traditionally referred to as impact and lineage as two different sides of the same coin. And they both have to be analyzed to understand the global consequences of a particular change to the system. So what we're going to deliver is three things. We're going to deliver the metadata discovery server and a set of crawlers. We're going to provide all that within a platform that's designed for extensibility. And initially, we're going to provide a user interface geared towards the DBA and the IT Pro. The metadata discovery server will consist of a set of crawlers, each for a particular technology type. So there'll be one for SQL Server, there'll be one for integration services, SharePoint, etc. Those crawlers will build information up into a metadata index server, which contains a cache of all the enterprise metadata that we've crawled. So each crawler will subsequently extend that graph with more information, and as the underlying systems change and the crawlers run again, that metadata index graph will be updated. Then we'll provide a set of queries against that index cache, so you can answer referential dependency questions like who depends on this table or who's pointing at this server. You can answer data flow questions like where did this column come from or where does the information in this database flow to. Let's look at the platform architecture. The center is the Barcelona index server. There are a set of crawlers. We'll initially be providing the SQL crawler and the integration services crawler. And as they crawl, they populate information in that index server through an API. Other crawlers can be built, for example, SharePoint, Excel, other Microsoft technologies, and for third-party technologies. So for example, let's say a particular vendor technology that Microsoft isn't covering, or an in-house technology. So the crawlers themselves are fairly simple and straightforward to write. The complexity is usually around the complexity of accessing the metadata from those particular system types. So the set of crawlers is extensible and can build up index information through that API. Meanwhile, on top, there is an API so you can make queries against that index server. So for example, we're going to build an admin UI and a DBA and IT Pro experience, which are based on those APIs. You can imagine other kinds of experiences built, for example, one for an information worker, or third-party applications, vertical applications against that API. So the system is fully extensible in terms of the set of crawlers and the kinds of systems that can be crawled, as well as the type of user interface experiences that can be built on top of that. It's important to recognize that there's an inherent limit to the ability to analyze these systems. As a result, absolute truth and 100% consistency are explicitly not guaranteed. This can be true for a number of reasons. First of all, it may be that the metadata in the enterprise simply isn't consistent to begin with. Second, some objects are not going to be easy to examine. So for example, a C# or C++ program can't be opened up and reverse engineered to understand the references and data flow. And finally, within a particular type of system, that crawler might have limitations on its ability to analyze some parts of the system. So for example, it might be difficult to understand with a stored procedure how the data is flowing through it. We might accurately know and will accurately know the references from the stored procedure, but it would be difficult to understand if it's reading or writing information to those references. So as a result, there's no assumptions about the quality or completeness of the data. And it's important, therefore, to always fail on the side of false positives, and we will do that wherever possible. So, for example, in the case of the stored procedure, we will produce data flows in both the reading and writing directions and mark them as possible data flows for the DBA or IT pro to examine, and knowing that they're getting a set of false positives, to be able to eliminate the ones that they know aren't true. Let's say, though, in the case of the stored procedure, you know exactly what it's doing, that it's reading information from one source and writing it to another, in which case there'll be a declarative syntax so that you can augment the information in the system to tell it exactly what's going on. So, for example, in the case of a C# or C++ program, you can tell it which places it's referring to and how it's flowing information to and from those locations. So in conclusion, we believe that there are a number of key features to our solution. First, there's a minimal initial investment with an immediate benefit. There's no upfront planning, there's no modeling, there's no ongoing maintenance. Really, all you have to do is just set the crawlers up, give them access to your systems, and they start working immediately. There's also an incremental investment. As more of the enterprise is crawled, you get more and more dependencies back, and you get a more complete view onto the dependency and data flow within your enterprise. And finally, it's extensible. So there's built-in opportunity for partners to build crawlers of a particular technology type. There's opportunity for vertical applications with custom client user experiences. And there's an ability to ship new crawlers out of band. So for example, as the quality of the crawlers increase, new versions of them can be shipped while the main system remains stable. If you'd like to learn more, you can reach us on our blog. We're eager to hear your feedback, and we thank you for your time.